Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona, and we're coming to you the day after the day of the pop culture phenomena that is and was Super Bowl 59. There was no three-peat this time around. Apologies and royalties to Pat Riley, I guess. But, you know, what it was football, and it is over now. I don't think that I have really much in the way of commentary on anything surrounding the game other than the game itself. And speaking of the game itself, Jen Rich, how are you doing?
Hello.
And then Daniel Agnew is with us from San Francisco. What's up, man?
Oh, you know, just fighting the Super Bowl Mondays.
Super Bowl Mondays. What was the concoction of choice at your locale on Super Bowl Sunday, Daniel?
Let's see. I got there at 1. I think everybody took a shot of whiskey and then just simple Coors Lights and Blue Mountains.
Where were you and I prior to kickoff, Jen, on Sunday?
In what now?
Where were we on Sunday prior to the kickoff of Super Bowl 59, which I didn't see. I saw the rest of the game. I didn't see the opening kickoff.
Yeah, no, we were home. We were at the Open, but we got home before the game started.
In plenty of time. Good times to be had at Scottsdale TPC.
Yeah, beautiful weather, just...
All right, we'll get more about the Open over the weekend from Jen Rich. Daniel's here to discuss the Super Bowl and all other things sports with me. It is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeffrey sitting across from me. Daniel Auden up in studio. When you're not listening to the slide, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at A Girl of Many Hats. And, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA.
So what's up?
So yeah, we opened.
We did. I figured you'd relay that. I figure I didn't delve too much about that on Saturday because I didn't want to leave it to be your point of discussion here on this Monday show. Scottsdale TPC, runaway winner this year. But
yeah, I was gonna say usually it's a little competitive going down to the end. But this outing up at the Princess was over before it started.
Okay, yeah, it was. I don't know. It not much was decided on Friday. I read an article that a mutual friend of ours shared on his social media about how the some of the partygoers at the Phoenix Open get asked questions. And one of the questions was like, who's the leader? And, a patron replies, of what? And they're like, the golf tournament. And he's like, what golf tournament?
Right.
But
don't go to the Open to watch golf. I go to the Open to watch people.
I think everybody does, but it's certainly something going on in the background. We got out there on Friday, and then again on Sunday. A little bit more of a full day for us on Friday.
Yeah,
I think we kind of just stayed.
Kinda walked around a little bit more on Friday.
Right, a lot more walking. We walked basically the entire front nine on Monday, and then kind of cut over. I wouldn't say we walked the entire back nine, but we did watch quite a bit of golf on. Where were we?
We were sitting between 8 and 9 for a bit. We were on 14. And then I think that's what we did mostly on Friday. And then when we went on Sunday, all we did was 9 and 18.
Well, we went to 9 because we went to 9 and everybody was kind of finishing up. The leaders group came through. And I think that we went to 18, but my interest wasn't in necessarily rushing home to catch the beginning of the game. I've been in midair. I've been on airplanes for Super Bowls before. So appointment viewing, perhaps, but you know, did I need to catch the game in its entirety if we have a situation like we had in 2021 where you know, the game goes into overtime, or the golf tournament goes into overtime and overlaps with the game a little bit. That didn't happen. We were watching the Golf Channel before we even left on Sunday morning, and they said, you know, good, beautiful day for golf. You know, we wish every tournament was closed and we had an overtime hole. That, you know, leader was up 5 on Jordan Spieth and Thomas Dietrich. Congratulations to him on winning the Phoenix Open.
Negative 24.
And he still won by like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. It's amazing how hard this game is for even the professionals, even if we don't have a, even if it wasn't a big name that won the tournament. They were certainly playing in it. You know, Scottie Scheffler finished, top 10, but, he wasn't in the hunt on Sunday. Nobody's really in the hunt. I think the people were excited to watch Jordan Spieth. And of course, you're always interested in the leader, but I don't know. I thought it was a fun time out. We got home. I told you, we probably wouldn't boost Fox's ratings on Sunday if I would have just tuned in by rabbit ears, which is exactly what I did for the first quarter. I would say the entire 15 minutes of the first quarter I did see, but I didn't see the kick, which surely ended in a touchback. And on Saturday, I predicted that the Eagles would win. I reaffirmed it on my personal social media on Sunday morning, and the secret's out about the Chiefs. You get to Mahomes, you disrupt the rhythm there, and he's gonna have a bad time. He's pizzaing when he should have French fried.
Yeah, I saw one of the memes was a clip from when they played the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And it basically just said, like, yeah, you know, Eagles just watched from, when they played the Buccaneers and said, just do this the whole time. And it was just a still of McCombs' face being smashed in.
Right. And you know, Philadelphia didn't do anything special. They rushed with 4. Granted, it's a pretty strong 4 up front. But hey, when you take Patrick Mahomes out of the game, you take the Chiefs out of the football game. I'm surprised we don't see it more in the regular season, but with a 2-week prep period, the Eagles, they came ready to play. They came ready to play, and there was some griping about the refs. There were some people pulling for Kansas City that wanted to kind of flip the whole refs are in the Chiefs' favor on its end, but there was a bad pass interference call against the Eagles on the first drive of the game, and that's the only reason it wasn't worse. It's the only reason it was still 0-0 for a long time is because you negate 28 yards, first or second, first, second, third play of the game, you punt back and forth, but we didn't see the Patrick Mahomes show that we've seen in games where, the Kansas City Chiefs have just come out and flexed their dominance. And, Daniel, I said all year, for the last 2 years, that it's Philly or it's San Francisco in the NFC. And 1 year we got the Niners in a loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And then the following year we get the Eagles in victory over the Chiefs, who were chased down 3 titles in a row. And if it weren't for Nick Foles, Patriots would have had it with Atlanta, Philadelphia, and who knows who the Patriots, I don't remember who the Patriots played in their final trip to the Super Bowl, but it was what it was. And We are not talking about the Chiefs for the third straight time. We are not talking about a Travis Kelce ride off into the sunset, proposed to the pop star girlfriend. We didn't get any of that. We got the Eagles celebrating and being happy. And I wasn't actively rooting against the Chiefs. I think that I was rooting for my pick more than anything. Like, you know, I think that I see this game pretty well, and I don't think anybody expected the Eagles just to run roughshod over the Chiefs for the better part of three quarters before we had some garbage time stats at the end from Kansas City. But, you know, they just kind of had everything going. You know, from the pass rush to the secondary, you know, scored some points of their own on the Cooper Jean interception return. You had the you had one of those tush push plays, and you just basically had Jalen Hurts. You know, you had Nick Sirianni putting it on Jalen Hurts to win the game, and he answered the call. And I think that if there was Chiefs fatigue, this went a long way towards it. And instead of talking about where you slot the Chiefs in history, you consider that the run might be over. And that's fun for some people. I think that, you know, if you want to see Mahomes chase Brady in the number of rings, I think that maybe you're going to be disappointed going forward. Jen, are you disappointed that, you know, it's not the Chiefs this year, and we get kind of a new story, even if the story is how the Chiefs lost rather than how the Philadelphia Eagles won the game?
Yes. I was very much so for against the Chiefs victory.
All right, that's Jen Rich. We will keep it going on the other side with more Sports Overnight America. Daniel Ogden, Jen Rich, and yours truly, Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Yeah. Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America, and I'll tell you what, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. The way that these guys on these shows tear each other apart over, you know, fire this guy, cut this guy. I mean, everything has got to be at the extreme level, and yeah, you know, it's garbage. It seems like everything is about gotcha nowadays. Like, we have to not only be great, but we have to punch down in the process of being great. And I think that it was signified with the halftime show. I'm going to tell everybody, you don't have to watch it. You know, you can find something else to do for 12 minutes. You can go watch the In Living Color. It's evergreen, man. It fits.
We did do that one year. We watched a old In Living Color episode for halftime instead of the halftime show.
Well, it was the actual halftime show from whatever it was, 1992, yeah. Where halftime shows were just like so non-existent. I think it was the In Living Color alternate halftime show that the NFL said, oh, wait, we can't do this. We've got to do it this way, and we've got to be the story. And I'll tell you, even when the show was the story, when it was Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, I was doing stuff during halftime of that Panthers-Patriots Super Bowl. I didn't find out till the next morning that something happened at halftime of the game. I remember Adam Vinatieri kicking the game-winning kick, but it's not my job to sit there and take in all the extra fluff. I don't care who sung the national anthem. I don't care who the analyst picked before the game. I didn't even see any of the flash bulbs going on the opening kickoff because I didn't watch the opening kickoff. So when I wake up on Monday morning and I see every news outlet with the engage bait that says, oh, what did you think of John Baptiste's, national anthem? What did you think of the halftime show? Oh, did you not love it? Well, you're a racist. I mean, that's kind of what it came down to. And Daniel, you and I, even as quote-unquote white boys here, we listen to plenty of rap. And I think there's a difference between all the classics from the 90s on one stage like we had a couple years back, notably with Dre, Snoop, and Eminem, among others, 50 Cent, namely. And, you know, now we're just, we're in an era where everything is gotcha. It's gotcha-ism. And, K-Dot got Drake real good with it with that one. Family Matters, Not Like Us, and then, Meet the Grams. I don't know. It's, it lacks the genuinity of what rap was with the beefs back in the 90s and then the early 2000s, where it was a little more peaceful with Jay-Z and Nas, and, then you get to Meek Mill and Drake, and now you're on Drake and Kendrick, and I guess we made a big deal of the fact that they cut out certified pedophile, but that last line that goes from not like us that goes A minor, you know, that's also a pedophilia shot at Drake. And this guy was like an ambassador to the games. I mean, all these people that are jumping out of their seat at Kendrick concerts over not like us. Sigh, you weren't cozy enough to Drake when he was coming to your games and wearing your jersey, and you know, the new hotness comes along and it shuts him down, and everybody's gonna be on that page. I'm sorry, I'm just not with it. I don't think that you're reaching a grand scale audience with, you know, what do they say, black empowerment? It was that. People couldn't understand the lyrics. I mean, you know, I've got more than two or three Kendrick Lamar songs on my playlist. And when I play them, you know, I do have a hard time making out the words. But in the live performance, it just didn't fly. I think you got to play your mainstream hits. You've got to do the cameos. And
I just think, like, if you wanted to make a message, a point out of your time there, maybe a little bit of context, maybe the lyrics scrolling on the bottom so you knew what words were being said. I don't know. I just feel like if I have something really important to say that I think people need to hear, I'm going to try to articulate it very clearly so they can.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know.
They played a little bit of Humble. I like that cut. But yeah, it was, you know,
it was kind of weird that we had to watch those stupid commercials about how awful hate is and like we shouldn't be hating each other. But we're going to take 15 minutes to watch this halftime show that's literally all just about hate and spite.
Don't hate
each other. Watch this 15-minute halftime about hating each other.
Yeah.
And then what do you want me to do? Do you want me to not hate? Do you want me to hate? Do you want me to root for hate? Do you want me to say hate is bad? I don't know what you want me to do, NFL.
I guess maybe I should have tweeted this because it'd be controversial. And I don't even particularly like him all that much, but you want to take?
Do I want to take?
Yeah, take. I think if Drake did a halftime show, I think everybody would like it better.
Yeah. Well, he's more of a singer. He's more of a singer. He could flip it into a rap mode, but I think that he's a lot like Machine Gun Kelly, where, you know, it's cool for your image to be a rapper, but. I mean, those guys are singers. Those guys, they sing their verses, and then their hooks might be rap. But, you know, where it used to be kind of the other way around. And I feel like I'm 100 years old, saying, you know, I'm just not with it anymore. But, you know, my life is different. You know, when I was a 15-year-old kid living in the inner city in Cleveland. It's a lot different than being 46. And my appreciation of rap, while it hasn't gone away, it's a lot different after having, quote unquote, got there versus chasing it and, you know, talking about all the obstacles that you have to overcome to get there. Once you're there, I mean, it's kind of like once these guys have money, they stop rapping about the struggle and they talk about the, the good life.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't translate as well. And we were suckers to fall for it. And when I say we, I'm talking about the nation as a whole.
Well, I watch all halftime shows. Okay. I'm interested in at least all of them, even if I'm not a particular fan of the artist's music. I like kind of at least seeing. And it's funny when you mentioned. So when we watched, I think it was actually last year, or maybe it was. No, it was when it was here in Phoenix. It was 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
When we watched the In Living Color during halftime, it was Rihanna. And we still had it on the side TV. But I remember the In Living Color ended sooner than the halftime actually was. So we did catch the last couple minutes of Rihanna's performance. And again, even though I don't know a lot of her songs, the ones that I do know I don't like, I still, she was like ready to burst. She was like 37 weeks pregnant and she was dangling from this tiny little platform over the stadium out there in Glendale. And I just remember thinking, like, I don't like her music, but like, holy hell, to like be up there all pregnant like she was, spinning around from a tiny little rope above the stadium. Like, at least, I mean, I took that at least from it. You know, I was like, damn, like I always take something from all of the halftime shows, even if I don't have an interest in it. You know, it's at least, you know, I liked the choreography. I liked the costumes. I liked
Weekend's bloody face.
I liked, yeah, the, you know, that they used the space well. But yeah, I just literally had nothing from this one, like nothing at all.
The only halftime show that I remember,
I liked whatever one of the Williams sisters was out there dancing around.
Oh, Serena.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess that was my,
you know what I could go
my
for?
Favorite part. How about but some even that's kind of
Creed Dallas Cowboys halftime show for next year?
How about a what?
The Creed Dallas Cowboys halftime show from the Thanksgiving game for next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have some Scott Stapp and a Micah Parsons jersey. I could see that. I could see that. You know, I
Train,
I
Drops of Jupiter.
I've never taken much interest. I think that the Shakira J-Lo halftime was...
That was fantastic.
It was Miami. I mean, they really did it up for that entire season for the NFL 100. It was a great game between the Chiefs and the 49ers. It was Chiefs 49ers 1.0. I thought it was a great game. I was really impressed to see Shakira pushing 50, J-Lo you know, with 50 in the rear view, and they put on a show. But I remember the game more so than the show, and that's pretty much going to be an evergreen statement from me, because you don't have to have the gimmicks. The football game is the gimmick that draws me in to the Super Bowl, and I'm sure that they were watching worldwide on the AFN, as you could be listening to us right now. So shout out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network. You got Daniel Ogden, Jen Rich, and Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everyone, we're back. It's Sports Overnight America, day after the Eagles defeat the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. So we got Super Bowl 60 coming up. Wonder if they're going to just go back to 6-0 or if they'll do the Roman numerals. They went to 5-0 for Super Bowl 50, but it's quite a ways away at this point. So we have entered our off season.
Up in San Francisco. Next.
What's that?
It's up in San Francisco next.
Yep.
Levi Stadium.
Oh, we're back. We're back to Levi Stadium, where if you last saw the Super Bowl there, you might recall watching Von Miller chase Cam Newton all over Santa Clara County. Really, it was not a beautiful scene there in that game. And a lot of the big games that we get are, you know, do end up being blowouts. Yesterday was no exception to that.
So you haven't seen the logo for Super Bowl 60?
I have not. Is it a 6-0?
It's the L, the X.
It's an L
on the X, and it has the trophy in the middle, and it has the Bay Bridge and, you know, some of the more familiar San Francisco buildings in it. And people are already trying to guess. It's a lot of fluorescence. You know, fluorescent pink, fluorescent yellow, green, blues. So people are already trying to, of course, guess who's going to the Super Bowl next year, because the script is probably written. Yeah, because the colors are always in the logo. So this one, I was thinking, yeah, I don't even know. Here, I'll turn it around so you can see it, because I don't think you've seen it yet. But yeah, so the NFL released this afternoon.
Oh, so with the Padres discontinuing their Tijuana jerseys, the colors remain, and they're going to be applied to Super Bowl 60.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. So, you know, I don't think that we have a lot of narratives going into the offseason. Of course, Jets are going to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Myles Garrett wants to move on from the Cleveland Browns. We've got Tennessee picking one, Cleveland picking two as it stands right now in the upcoming draft. You know, you've got a couple of quarterback prospects in Cameron Ward at Miami, Shedeur Sanders, son of Deion, coming out of Colorado. Also coming out of Colorado, you have Travis Hunter, exciting two-way player, probably unprecedented since Charles Woodson came into the league in 99. So we're going to see some very interesting things happen in the draft. Where's Kirk Cousins going to play next year? Where is Aaron Rodgers going to play? You know, if either one of them even play, we could have seen the last of a lot of players that will be remembered for the long time, for the longest time, even if they are not necessarily officially Hall of Famers. We've got a very small Hall of Fame class that includes Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp. I remember thinking Sterling Sharp was a bigger superstar and wondering why he didn't have the acclaim that his brother did. Well, because his brother was, at the time, the best tight end of all time. You know, numbers wise, he made a difference between being a very good playoff team and being a champion, both in Baltimore and Denver. And, you know, Sterling Sharp was just kind of there for the bridge from Don Majkowski to Brett Favre in Green Bay. I thought that his career was cut way short by injury. I think that the popularity of, you know, of present-day Shannon probably brought Sterling's name to the forefront to, you know, be on the ballot. I'm going to say that I'm a little bit surprised that we got this close to having brothers in the Hall of Fame that weren't the Sharps. And they just kind of slid it in by getting Sterling in versus, you know, not over Eli, but he got in. Eli did not get in on the first ballot. Adam Vinatieri did not get in on the first ballot. Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates, I spoke of Shannon Sharp as the best at the time. I think that Antonio Gates got taught to play football in the National Football League and surpassed Tony Gonzalez. And I think that his game was always above that of the likes of Gronk or Kelsey. So I think that it was. I think that Antonio Gates was a surefire Hall of Famer. I thought that Jared Allen was the best of the guys that got after the quarterback on this current ballot. So to see a four-man class go in August. Not extremely surprising. I thought that there were an argument for five or six guys. I didn't even consider Sterling Sharp when I was considering who might end up going in. But that's always part of this. You get the awards, you get the Pro Bowl, and all of their little exhibitions out there, and eventually you get the big game, and then it goes away. And we could start talking about what's going to happen in April or May, depending on when they hold the draft this year. But, you know, football's about to take a back seat to nothing for the time being. But I think that, you know, once we get into playoff hockey and basketball, we get through the NCAA tournament and into baseball season. I mean, I think that people think of what's next. Well, next is pitchers and catchers report to Arizona and Florida. And, Jen, I think that it was your Chicago Cubs that were ahead of the curve as far as getting out to
Base first
Arizona.
Team to report.
First team. They're first team to play, too. They got, what is it? They got the series in Japan with the Dodgers.
They do, yeah.
And that's like mid-March.
It is.
And then we play more spring training games.
And it counts as, regular season games. I think this is the second or third year that they've done this.
Yeah.
Where they've pulled two teams away from spring training to go somewhere across the globe and play some regular season games and then travel back to, you know, catch a grapefruit and go back to spring training.
Yeah. Dodgers A's is usually that opener. We opened with Dodgers and Diamondbacks down under a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So it happens. Baseball, it's a little easier to shift three games overseas than it is in the NFL, where they're only going to do one, except in the case of Jacksonville. And Jacksonville's kind of accepted London as
their other town.
Yeah, as a as
side
its,
stadium.
As its second home there. So I'm excited for baseball, but I mean, in between, I don't know what's going to happen with the hockey season. The best possible result for me occurred last June in the sport of hockey. The next hockey game that I care about will probably be played here in Arizona sometime between 2028 and, forever. But, basketball's a little bit exciting. I think the Suns will be one of those teams that they'll reach the playoffs and they'll play in at least one interesting series before they get to the teams that they're going to have a hard time competing with if they're going to go out there with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant like they have the last 3 years without a whole lot of postseason success. And then we're on the grass in Goodyear, late February, I believe. So we're a couple weeks away from seeing the big league teams. We're just a couple days away from seeing college baseball, right?
Yes.
What do we have coming out here?
Starts. I haven't looked it up this year. ASU starts their season playing Ohio State, but then there's a whole separate college baseball invitational that's going on where like six or eight teams come out and they just enjoy the sun and play some games against each other at the spring training facilities. I feel Vegas, I think, was one of them. I think Kansas usually hangs out.
Yeah, we've got, well, let's see, we've got Salt River, Talking Stick, Sloan Park, and Grand Canyon University will be used for the tournament. There's going to be the Andre Dawson Classic, which is a couple weeks away in Vero Beach. That's going to be the HBCU tournament. And then here's the teams playing in the Desert Invitational. Austin Peay is going to make their first appearance. Nebraska is going to make their first appearance. New Mexico making their first appearance. Third appearance for hometown virtual host of the tournament, Grand Canyon University. It was the second time that we get San Diego State. First-timers for Seton Hall and UC Irvine, and it is the third trip out to the desert for...
Oh, this is University of New Mexico. It's not... I thought it was Nevada.
Okay.
We had one of the Nevadas out here.
New Mexico. Can you tell me what state Austin Peay is in?
No.
Okay, that's going to be in Tennessee. How about Seton Hall?
No.
Seton Hall plays in South Orange, New Jersey.
I've heard of these schools, but yeah, I couldn't tell you where they were on the map.
And then Vanderbilt plays in Nashville, Tennessee. And then for the Andre Dawson Classic, this one's going to be in Florida. So Alabama A&M, Alabama State, Florida A&M, Grambling State, Jackson State, Prairie View A&M, Southern University, and the University of Missouri, all playing in the Andre Dawson Classic. There's games going on over in Palm Springs. If we don't make it this weekend, we're going to miss it in 2025. There's Caribbean games. There's a lot to do for the baseball fan in the off season, and you and I are becoming dinosaurs, Jen, in that baseball is among our top interests.
It is.
Daniel, where does 1 to 10? Where does baseball rank with you?
1 to 10. Yeah. I put it at like probably 7 or 8. I like baseball. I would say it's probably like behind football, or yeah, I would say it's behind football, but above basketball in terms of like interest of the main three.
I was gonna say my interest dies off if the Dodgers are just gonna dominate the game. My interest in baseball, at least for the time being, is gonna be the field against the Dodgers.
Yeah, so I agree. I think what I like about baseball so much, though, is that like it doesn't really matter how much you try to like stack the deck. Sort of like what the Dodgers are doing, and you're just spending a bunch of money and buying a bunch of people and stuff. Like, it can work for, you know, a year or two or whatever, but like eventually they're always it seems like baseball is sort of the great equalizer when it comes to sports. There's always a team that you don't really think is going to be good that somehow then becomes good, and it's because they're sort of a cohesive team as a unit, and it is a sport that allows people to kind of, you know, bring that above the individual accolades, so to speak.
All right, so, definitely savvy overspending is the formula in Major League Baseball. We'll be right back with more show after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich. Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm Jeff Rich. The day was February 10th. On this date in 1983, number one ranked and defending national champion North Carolina overcomes a 16-point deficit to defeat number two Virginia 64-63 at Carmichael Auditorium in Chapel Hill. The Cavaliers are ahead 58-42 with 8:23 to play before the Tar Heels chip away at the advantage. Virginia is ahead 63-60 when Michael Jordan tips in an offensive rebound with 1:03 remaining to cut the deficit to one. As Virginia works the ball up the court, Jordan steals the ball from Rick Carlisle and goes in for the game-winning dunk with 48 seconds left. Whatever happened to that Rick Carlisle guy? Birthdays on February 10th include Bill Tilden in 1893, Mark Spitz in 1950, Greg Norman in 1955, John Calipari, the current Razorbacks head coach, in 1959, and former big league ball player Lance Berkman in 1976. Catching it out of the corner of my eye, guys, title-winning former Buckeyes coach, it is Jim Tressel, named Ohio Lieutenant Governor. So we've seen guys go into politics. And quite frankly, Jim Tressel has, with his sweater vest, always looked like a senator. Leaves the game 13 years ago, kind of disgraced. 15 years ago, kind of disgraced. And he has gone more into academia since. But football coaches going into politics. You kind of have to be a politician to coach football in the days of rankings and the college football playoff, but still a little bit of surprising news to catch out of the corner of my eye. We miss anything tonight, Daniel?
No, I don't think so. Creed next year, Super Bowl. Let's go.
All right. Any thoughts before we dip, Jen?
No.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us here on Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.